With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Sanford Health and Marshfield Clinic Health System announced their plans for a merger Wednesday. Marshfield Clinic has hospitals and clinics in Wisconsin and the UP. Sanford Health, headquartered in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is the largest rural health system in the U.S. They now have a non-binding memorandum of understanding to combine their assets and capabilities to create a new integrated nonprofit health system for the rural Midwest. By combining systems, they say their new nonprofit organization will expand research opportunities, invest in rural health needs, and improve patient outcomes. They'll be able to serve more than 425,000 members at 56 hospitals. Marshfield Clinic Health System will become a region within Sanford Health, maintaining its regional leadership. The combination is expected to close by the end of the year. Marshfield Clinic Health Systems had previously intended to merge with Essentia Health. That merger fell through in January. This year, the Warehouse Community Arts Center at Eagle River focused its programming on Hearing Our Northwoods. The idea is to use art as a way to hear, listen, and share stories. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains how a new exhibit at the Warehouse is helping tell the story of the impact of Alzheimer's.
Ergo Sum, A Crow a Day is a mixed media exhibit featuring 365 small panels by artist Karen Bondarchuk. It's currently on display at the Warehouse Community Arts Center in Eagle River. McCall Hawking is the marketing director.
It's this essentially story about this woman and how she dealt with her mother's Alzheimer's diagnosis and how she worked through that.
The panels are displayed close together, filling an entire wall. Each crow on display was created every single day for a year straight as a way for Bondarchuk to, as she put it, mark her mother's lost time and remind her of her own days in life.
It's such an interesting exhibit because it sounds really sad, and it is a little, of course, dealing with something like that. But she quoted that although the project seemed to be somber, it like quickly turned to cheer and serendipity in a lot of the pieces. And some of the pieces have a little bit of humor in them. Some are very like comical even. Some have a lot of sorrow in them. So it's just telling a wide range of stories. They all emote something different as you imagine this woman slogging through this journey every single day for a year, creating something.
Sharing stories is the idea behind the Warehouse's programming theme this year of Hearing Our Northwoods. The Warehouse has been offering different classes to spur new ways of hearing, listening, and sharing stories with the community and self.
I hope they understand other people's stories. I hope people learn to listen to each other better. I think that's something our whole world needs right now.
The Crow a Day exhibit is free and open to the public now through August 11th. There are also opportunities to meet the artists and learn more about her work July 19th and 20th. You can find more details at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
We have an update on the search for a missing person in the Terra Leila Trail system in Vilas County. As WXPR first reported Wednesday morning, the Vilas County Sheriff's Office was asking people to stay away from the Section 9 trail system as they looked for a missing person. In a Facebook post updating the situation, the sheriff's office said, unfortunately, the outcome was not what anyone would hope for, but we were able to bring closure to a family. Several agencies helped in the search efforts, including Newbold Fire and Rescue, members of the Eagle River, Conover, St. Germain and Phelps Fire Departments, Eagle River Police Department, and Vilas County deputies. The Terra Leila Section 9 trails have reopened. A new report examines the rollout of the 988 mental health crisis line in each state, including Wisconsin. More from Mike Moen.
The revamped National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is nearing its second anniversary. While the report from the group Inseparable says progress is needed, it notes the change was a critical step toward providing better care. For Wisconsin's operation, the findings show the call answer rate is at 77%, below the desired level of 90%. Abigail Spangers oversees a separate peer-driven helpline in the La Crosse area, says when it comes to the broader service, she would like to see more training that's trauma-informed.
988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check.
She says in some cases, the caller is simply looking for someone to talk to. In financing state-level systems, the report does credit Wisconsin for having an enhanced Medicaid match for mobile response. I'm Mike Moen.
The 46th annual Hodag Country Festival gets underway as festival goers arrived in the Northwoods armed with chairs and wagons ready to claim their spots. The chair line allows for all guests to set their chairs down in front of the stage to prep for the four-day festival in an orderly fashion without having to worry about someone stealing their spot. It's a Hodag tradition and has even become a game of strategy for some, like Stephanie Linsmeyer and her friends.
We did have a strategy our first 3 years. We had a different person spin the wheel every year, and we always were first. Then my husband spun the wheel, and we became second.
But we made it work.
So our strategy was not quite the same.
Yes.
But we always try to get to this side of the sound system, so we have an aisle.
Rain or shine, people lined up at the ready Wednesday with every wave to place their chairs. It's the kickoff to the weekend that has everybody excited.
Hodag's probably the best festival we go to because we go to a lot of them. Yeah. And this is the best. Your chairs stay, you bring your drinks in.
Why is it the best?
I would say the people, the community that's here.
Happy Hodag. I mean, you walk by anybody, it's happy Hodag.
Everybody's
friendly
happy.
People. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's friendly.
The fun continues during the actual festival, which runs today through Sunday. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.